once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense. You can reach us at instituteofbiblicaldefense.com and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship here in Bremerton, Washington. And before I get into today's program, I'd like to read a letter to the Institute, actually an email to the Institute that was given to me by our staff. I have not looked at this letter, but they assure me that it's very complimentary of the work that we're doing here at the Institute. The letter is from Ethel from New Jersey. New Jersey, that's great. I'm from New Jersey myself. Ethel from New Jersey writes, I have suffered from severe insomnia for decades. Well, that's sad. I have suffered from severe insomnia for decades, but when you started speaking, I was cured. So I guess that shows that I have somewhat of a healing ministry, and we're just proud to do the work that God's called us to do. But today what I want to talk about is an argument that's not very well understood, and that's Thomas Aquinas' cosmological argument from existential causality. And I'm referring primarily to his third of five ways to prove God's existence. This is his third way. And I'm going to try to sum it up as best I can. Aquinas pretty much was arguing that if everything that exists has the possibility of non-existence, then given enough time, every possibility for non-existence will be actualized and nothing would exist. Now, I'm going to say that again. If everything that exists has the possibility of non-existence, there's no God and everything that exists, you know, came into existence, goes out of existence. If everything that exists has the possibility of non-existence, then given enough time, every possibility for non-existence is going to be actualized. And then nothing would exist. But that means that if you go backwards in time far enough, that same scenario would have obtained. The same scenario would have come about. And every possibility for non-existence would have been actualized, given enough time, and nothing would exist. But since from nothing, nothing comes, that tells us that something has to be eternal and has to have no possibility of non-existence to ground the continuing existence of everything else that exists. Okay? So I'm going to repeat that one more time because it's a tough one to follow. Aquinas is not arguing for the cause of the beginning of the existence of the universe. He's arguing for the continuing cause of all finite, contingent, possible beings. So if everything that exists is contingent, if everything that exists has the possibility for non-existence, then given enough time, every possibility for non-existence would have been actualized and nothing would exist. But that means if you move backwards in time far enough, the same scenario would have obtained and nothing would exist. Since from nothing, nothing comes, there has to exist a totally necessary being that has no possibility of non-existence. And this necessary being, eternal necessary being, grounds the continuing existence of all finite beings, all changing beings, all beings that have the possibility of non-existence, all contingent beings. So what Aquinas is actually showing, I actually think it's the strongest argument for God's existence, though it's not well understood, because we're not really well versed in Aristotelian thought. That's what Thomas Aquinas worked off of. But what he's basically arguing is that if any finite being actually exists, then infinite being must exist necessarily to ground the continuing existence of finite being. So I hope you like Thomas Aquinas' argument from existential causality. Go look up his five ways to argue for God's existence. That was the third way. God bless you.